Okay, so it's a concern for the people. Homes have been remediated without defective material, with the defective materials remaining within the structure. For example, if you have a home that was given an outer leaf remediation, this is based on a standard, a desktop study standard, IS-465, which was done without any scientific basis. The reality is that defective materials remain within the structure. So if a person has had outer leaf remediation done, then they're going to try and sell that home. Currently at the moment, they're stuck. They cannot without this 40-year guarantee. This will immediately, when these houses, they try to sell them, affect the housing market. Because what you have is a defective concrete home that was remediated that still retains defective materials. So where the government or the local authority will give the 40-year guarantee, this is only for the work that was done within that structure, the work that the engineer can sign off on, not the materials that are left within the building. So this leaves a real question mark over the 40-year guarantee. It's the remediation part of it is covered, but we don't know how the rest of the building will react, because at the end of the day, you're still retaining defective materials that will eventually have to be addressed.
If you pardon the pun, Deputy, it leaves many homeowners here between a rock and a hard place with a lot of uncertainty, not so much to living in their homes long term, but particularly for those that might be looking to sell down the road.
Yeah, it leaves them in a very precarious situation, because what they've done is they've moved early on good faith that the government would be there and help them. But what actually has happened is they've moved early and the government have failed them in such a serious way that now they're trapped in their homes. They can't sell their homes because their homes are remediated and there's defective material still within the structure. It should have been full demolition and everything out and rebuild. But they had faith. I feel like they have been betrayed.
When it comes to trying to iron out these issues that the local authority are facing, is it a complex issue? Is it something that can be done, or is it something that's going to take a long period of time to resolve?
You cannot put your finger on exactly what's going on, because when you think you have an idea of currently the situation is, we've been waiting on a 10% cap increase for the guts of nearly a year now. It's an absolutely ridiculous situation. We have people that were dependent on a 10% rise and they were told they were going to get it, but they still haven't legislated for this. Myself and a couple of other TDs have been voicing their concerns about this. It is unacceptable that the government are leaving families in limbo. They have to be able to get on with their life. They trusted in the process and they went early, but the government have failed to help them, and they've left these people in such a precarious situation that they will not be able to sell their houses in the future currently until we get this 40-year guarantee. And even then, when they do this, there's going to be a question mark over the house because it still retains defective material. This is a really, really telling point. If you have the choice between buying a house with defective material in it or a house without, you're going to go for the latter. You're going to go for the house without. So how do we address that situation? And I believe this is the short-sightedness of the government rolling out the scheme, trying to get people onto the scheme and remediating their homes with outer leaf remediation when they should have demolished the houses and rebuilt them in a proper manner.